It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who ain't great nothing this?
He said it was Geo, right?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday. This is by the way, perfect song because they got Angry Runs on TV. They should have all mystical songs on Angry Runs.
Yes. Because it's obviously.
Nobody rapped angrier. Him and DMX, I guess.
Yeah. Nobody rapped angrier than DMX.
No, nobody.
No, DMX was like trying to put a hole in the mic.
Yeah, he was growling at you, burning at you, all that.
Once again. It's a bad dude, though. But, no, the Angry Runs, you know, the Stiff Arms got it's just nominees. But you got to put Derrick Henry up there.
After he bounced the
guy. Or Scataboo. Because Scataboo, it was a two-yard run.
Yeah.
But how he ran into them dudes.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
How is that also, like, crown of the helmet, targeting?
Yeah, I'm like.
He's just headbutting people.
What are you doing? What are you doing, son?
The other thing, too, is, like, because I saw that highlight on Twitter. Obviously, everybody did. And then I was like, oh, right, his first game with the Giants. What did he do? Nothing.
Never.
They gave him the ball, like, three times.
Yes.
And still managed to dump truck two guys in one carry.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you doing, Giants? I mean.
Losing. Losing.
Poor. And I like Russ, man.
Yeah.
I'm a big Russ fan. But damn it, Russ is about to, like, Russ going, can Russ fade away?
He is doing that.
No, but I mean, like, if this ain't it, where else can Russ go?
Right.
You know,
like,
what I mean?
We've kind of done.
Like, I don't see Russell as a backup.
Right, because that's the next thing.
Is
there, like, a couple years of Russell Wilson, the backup quarterback?
I don't see that.
Why not?
Russ.
Seems like he could.
I don't know. I don't think. I don't look at Russ as that guy.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like, guys that sort of view that, because, like, he was on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
Yeah, man.
You don't often see guys that are Hall of Fame quarterbacks spend the last couple of years of their career being backups. You kind of play until you can't.
Yeah.
Then you move on. But you also don't see guys that were on a Hall of Fame trajectory do this either.
Yeah.
Like, this is weird. I didn't see it coming.
I thought going to Denver was big.
Yeah, when Denver got him, I was like, oh, great, all right. So that's going to work out probably. It makes sense that they gave him $200 million, and it couldn't have failed more spectacularly.
Yeah.
And then Pittsburgh, not great. And then now Giants, I mean, it's bouncing around. It's weird when a great becomes a journeyman.
Yes.
You know?
Like, would you go? No, you know, he sold his house in Seattle. I was like, could he go back to Seattle?
My brother wishes he would. That was a big account for the landscape company.
Niners cut who? Oh, the Niners cut their kicker? Oh, okay. Like I said, it was some. I saw that they were going to have some serious questions about Moody. Like, the kicking was horrible.
It was
this weekend.
A lot of bad kicks
this weekend.
Nobody enjoyed that more than
Marcus. I'm assuming that the three guys that are here, the three guys that weren't picked here,
they'll go somewhere else.
Fly out. Are they on the way out to Santa Clara?
Going somewhere.
Yeah.
That's right. Cross country flight.
We
can work out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because, again, the Falcons signed Parker Romo to the practice squad. They worked out three other guys. Better kickers.
Yes.
So Parker Romo did kick for the Vikings last year. So he knows the turf.
Is he related to Tony?
I don't know.
Oh.
You want me to look it up?
I just want to know, you know, because it's just such a.
You're a big family tree guy.
Yeah, oh, no, really not. But I just like the word Romo. I was just curious if him and Romo are like somewhere down the line.
Well, I know, because he care.
No, not really.
Unrelated.
Okay. There we go. Okay. Did it come up that fast, say unrelated?
Huh?
Did it come up that fast, say unrelated?
I said Parker Romo, Tony Romo, related. Google, and it said Parker Romo and Tony Romo are unrelated professional football players.
Sweet. Okay.
There you go.
All right. That was fast.
Yeah.
I know he's from here in Atlanta, or would you say, hey, Peachtree City? Okay, so Peachtree City.
So he might have some relatives listening right now.
Yeah, man.
He might not be related to Tony Romo, but he's related to them.
Yeah.
And if you are, we're happy to have you.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for listening to us.
Welcome.
I hope he makes the team, and I hope he makes a game-winning kick on Sunday night.
How can you not?
That's
revenge game?
Revenge game. The Parker Romo revenge game.
The Parker Romo revenge game.
That's what it is. It's also Penix and McCarthy, the national championship rematch.
Damn sure is.
From a couple years ago.
Damn sure is.
Hopefully this one goes better than that one,
yes,
too.
Yes, this hopes so.
All right, let's get to the back page with
Bo. I better do some on the team.
Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So a quick little shout out that has a small story behind it, real fast. So Tara and I moved into our townhouse about November, I think, is about when it was last year, you know, somewhere around there. So y'all know me. I'm a, you know, mostly friendly guy, and I'm a very outgoing person. Like, I have zero issues approaching a stranger.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I see that I get jealous of some of my friends that live in neighborhoods is their relationships with other neighbors. I want to know all my neighbors. I want to live in a place where we know all each other. So the first person that I saw out in the street doing some sweeping and stuff after we moved in was my across-the-street neighbor, Tim. Army guy, hell of a nice dude. Only problem wrong with Tim is he's a Philly guy. So he's a Phillies fan and an Eagles fan. I got no issues with him being an Eagles fan, Phillies fan, but whatever. So I've known this guy for 10 months, 10 or so-ish, and I have no idea how some things just never come up. But every time I see him out in the yard or whatever, I go talk to him and whatever. So he's out in the driveway after our softball game Saturday, I think. I get home. Tim's out there doing some sweeping, some yard stuff, whatever, with his Philly shirt. I mean, with his Eagle shirt on. So I'm like, that was a hell of a win on Thursday. I don't know about your defensive tackles. We get to start talking and whatnot. Falcons come up. I'm like, yeah, so I work for Falcons Radio Network. I don't know how he never knew this. He's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, 19 out of the game. He's like, you work for 19 out of the game? I was like, yeah, how do we have never established this? And he's like, what do you do over there? I was like, I'm a producer of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. You know, he's like, you work for the Midday Show with Andy and Randy? I was like, yeah, I'm Bo. You're Bo.
Yep. That's amazing.
I'm that Bo. To where Tara comes outside to get something out of her car, and he's like, do you know he's a rock star? I'm like, nah, man, I'm not a rock star. They're the rock stars. I just push their buttons. But, yeah, man, shout out to my neighbor, Tim, who now now I know that he's a listener.
I have a question about that, because you said he's always – do you, like, oh, there's Tim's outside, let me go outside to speak to him? Or is it just random y'all walk to each other?
If he's outside, whenever I'm outside, right. You're leaving. If I'm leaving, I'll be like, what's up, Tim? Wave.
Okay. Stuff.
Yeah. Like, if I'm going to the mailbox and he's out there, I'll go and say what's up and just, you know.
But you're not like laying there playing a game, the Ring camera goes off. You look, oh, Tim's outside.
Tim.
No, but I like speaking to neighbors when people are outside.
Yeah. Tim, sounds like Tim sweeps a lot.
Is he a sidewalk guy?
We have an HOA, and they're really picky about leaves and stuff and like that, you know. And he's an Army guy, retired, so he's at home a lot. And has a nice-looking driveway.
Got to keep it clean.
Yeah, nice-looking driveway.
Got to keep it. But here's the good news, though. You know that he likes you just for you. He didn't, like, correct, pretend to like you because he likes the radio show or anything like that.
That's just
it's
bonus
based on
now.
Your
are you a
actual
honker?
Persona.
No. Because your neighbor is a honker. Like, I'm a big honker when I come into your neighborhood and people are outside. Because we all know each pretty much.
We're in the front part.
The back part, I don't know them people that much, whatever. But, like, all the neighbors that are walking dogs, I'm a bop-bop.
Bop-bop, yeah. Give them the bop-bop.
I'll give them a wave.
I'm a bop-bop guy.
I still haven't met but a couple of them. But, yeah, I'll give them a wave usually. Yeah. I don't do a whole lot of honking, but maybe I should. I'm get their attention.
I'm a double tap.
I'm a
double tap honker. Yeah. And I love, too. Well, because we sit on the front porch, and we're having dinner out there a lot this time of year because it's nice and all that. And somebody walks by, and they're a neighbor, and they know us. Little wave.
Yeah.
Kids love to wave. Yeah. Last night there was a fire truck
I saw my guy.
Because, man, poor lady. I don't know what all happened exactly, but she was trying to leave the parking lot, and she must have thought she had it in drive. She had it in reverse.
Ew.
Boom! Right back into the church. Now, she didn't. It was a brick wall, so...
Oh, well.
Didn't wreck the church.
Hurt the church.
Hurt the car. And so I was on the porch at the time, and I was like, what the hell? So I ran over there to make sure everything was okay, and she was fine. But they sent the fire truck over, and so that's a home run for Jack.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody loves fire trucks more than two-year-old boys.
Fire trucks and garbage trucks, right?
Yeah, he loves them. Sucks our schedule change on Thursdays because now we have to get to school early with the drop-off line, so we don't get to sit there and watch the garbage guy come. We had gotten to the point where he was giving us the bop-bop.
Oh, that's awesome.
But with the big horn. Which you get a big horn honk for a two-year-old boy.
They love it.
That's
attention. Most of the truck drivers you run across out there are great about that.
They
though.
Are.
But yeah, you want to make a kid's day, week.
Yep.
Give them a little honk if they give you the
story. They're the superheroes to my kid. Like, I don't know, he hasn't gotten to Spider-Man, Superman, stuff like that. He likes firemen.
Trucks.
Fire trucks. Ugh. He likes garbage trucks. He likes pickup trucks. He likes tow trucks. Anything like that.
No,
you're out there
that.
Doing that. Delivery trucks. You are his. You are his Superman.
So y'all mentioned this earlier, but I didn't want to just pass over it. 800 wins for Snit. That's a pretty big deal. 10 years.
Deal.
You know, for a 50-year baseball guy, the amount of humbleness that's inside this man is absolutely amazing, as he didn't even think that he would ever be here, much less get an extension, win a World Series. Here's Stint after the game last night.
You know what? It means a lot. I never thought I'd get one, let alone 800. So I've been surrounded by really good players for 10 years, so that's a byproduct of that. You know, I think about Bobby every time I'm in this dugout. Every before I go out to the ballpark or for the game, how much I miss him coming in and having that visit every day.
And Ronnie?
I'm sorry?
And Ronnie?
And Ronnie, yeah. Well, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be doing this right now, I'll tell you that. I mean, she's the reason that I've been around for almost 50 years. And love her to death and my family. And you know, they're the reason I'm here.
Hell yes.
Man. There we go. And hell whatever you decide to do at the end of the season. Years.
Hell yes, man. Yeah,
at least one more year.
Yeah.
One
more
year.
You can't retire at 69, right? You got to make it an even 70.
49, 69? Yeah. You got to get to 70 and 50, right? 50 years with the organization? Mm-hmm. You can't retire on this year either.
I would hate
this bum-ass year.
It's a bum-ass year.
Come on back.
Agreed.
Come on back, Snap.
Grandkids are only going to be a year older.
One more year. Come on, guys. One.
Don't talk a little fantasy football for about a minute or so. You know, if you went into this season and you drafted Bijan Robinson over Ja'Marr Chase at 101, you're welcome. Going into Sunday night football, so that's every game's done except for Sunday night, Monday night football. The only person with over 100 receiving yards on the day, the week, Bijan Robinson.
Bijan, okay. Yeah.
Headed into Sunday night football. So, look, Ja'Marr Chase is going to be fine. Had an off game on Sunday. Ja'Marr Chase last season, first two games totaled 97 receiving yards. The Bengals are notorious freaking slow starters.
Yeah.
If you're worried about Ashton Jeanty at all, Ashton Jeanty was on the field for 86% of the offensive snaps on Sunday. He ended up rushing the ball 19 times, but once the Raiders got out to a lead, they were doing nothing but running the ball. The Patriots knew they were running the ball, loaded the box. Ashton Jeanty is going to be fine. CMC, Bunk, 31 times. You mentioned this yesterday.
Got a lot of touches.
Touched the ball 31 times, 76% of the offensive snaps. Only got 22 points because he did not score a touchdown. But CMC is going to be absolutely fine. And the number one waiver pickup this week as far as quarterbacks are concerned.
Daniel Jones.
Michael Penix Jr.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Daniel Jones, number two.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to throw the ball 41 times every game. Okay. But, hey, Michael Penix with some escapability might make himself into a viable fantasy asset.
Had a rushing touchdown. How much have you guys flipped your college roster by now? We're 2 weeks in.
Not a whole lot.
No?
Okay. Because it was only
tired.
What?
I don't want to play anymore.
What happened?
I don't want to play anymore.
Why?
First of all, I keep getting these got doggone reminders.
Oh, yeah. You got to turn the notifications
off. I'm irritated by that.
Turn them off.
And I don't know. I know how to play fantasy football, but this one's different than the other one.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, I don't want to play no more.
There's not a whole lot out there.
Anybody want to take out my team? I will.
Oh, you're going to have plenty of takers on that one, I'm sure. Now we're going to have just someone we don't know in the league?
It's already paid for. I'm about tired of this team, man.
It's up to you. You can manage your team however you want.
I don't play no more.
It's 2 weeks in.
And I don't want to play no more.
I know.
I didn't even set a lineup last week.
Yeah.
I don't even want to play.
I think you're.
I did set a lineup, and I had two guys score with 0 points.
Yeah, I had a really bad week last week.
Like Chris Hilton, LSU. Like, there's not a whole lot of guys out there. Senior wide receiver supposed to have this big breakout year. He gets, like, one catch and fumbles the ball on the 2-yard line. And
I'm not suggesting that this is what's happening, but is the fact that you're in dead last place have anything to do with it?
I'm about to look at it right now. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm in last place?
0-2 with the least amount of points
scored. Probably second to last.
Don't doubt it.
You are.
Yeah.
You are in second to last place. We're quitting?
Huh?
We don't quit.
I ain't never quit nothing. I just ain't playing no more. Whatever lineups, this is going to be my lineup the rest of the year. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I wish I played you this week.
Yeah, whatever my lineup is, it's going to be the same lineup
I have this week.
For the rest of the year.
Dang it. I don't have you.
Yeah. I'm an easy win.
God.
Yeah.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When do I have you? Coming up, hopefully soon. You're going to get 1,000 tweets right now, by the way. People want to take over your team. Vet them, please.
I wouldn't know how to send. I wouldn't know how to send. You know, I don't know nothing about this stuff.
Don't accidentally turn over your information to these people.
Exactly.
Somebody's going to try to steal your identity.
You know, I don't know about all that stuff.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.